100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, happy Monday.
We're back.
We are back. Absolutely flying. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a fairly wet week.
Yeah, it's going to be rain nearly every day, I saw last night.
Which is obviously not good for out and about activities.
Yeah, what are you going to do without all your sport?
I'm not sure yet. What I do know, though, is it's great weather to, you know, rug up and have the radio on.
There's plenty of plug.
Oh, that's it. Plenty of prizes for you this week. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs. All week we're giving away tickets to the Knights as well.
Oh, good. They're playing on Sunday this week, aren't they?
Well, it's funny. I sat down yesterday, obviously a proud AFL fan.
Yeah.
I was like, I watched me mighty West Coast Eagles play. I thought maybe they might make me feel a little bit better after Saturday's result.
Oh,
of course,
yes.
The Knights. And Friday night's result, the Jets. In summary, overall, not a great week for Steve-O in sports,
is
what I'll say.
Yeah, not great results, I must say.
We had a pretty busy weekend, though.
Yes!
Out and about. We had lots of team bonding and lots of events we went to.
It was so good, though. It was good to see everyone out and about.
Well, of course, we'll, I guess, give you some details on those events as the morning progresses.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, you and I holding the fort today.
We are. It's just you and I in here.
Yeah, Akrivo, unfortunately, a bit under the weather.
Yeah, he wasn't looking good, was he?
Well, he's not feeling too good. Mm. It's fair enough. And, you know, he's a very busy man. But you and I went over to his place on Saturday night.
Yeah.
He was in charge of cooking the chicken.
He looks so funny behind a barbecue.
If he's got a funny tummy, he's the only one to blame, isn't he?
Did you eat the chicken skewers?
Yeah, I ate the chicken skewers.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
let's you know, it's funnier for us for the purpose of this story.
Yeah.
That Krivo's given himself food poisoning, which is absolute speculation. All we know is he's under the weather. So hopefully, you know, he'll be back in and firing on all cylinders shortly. You know?
He better be.
Mm. Well, we miss him, you know.
And, I know. He's the father of the group.
Absolutely. And while I do miss his company, what I miss more is him pressing the buttons. Because I'm sitting here all confused and like, oh, it's like I'm controlling a spaceship, you know?
You do have this certain level of focus when you're in the hot seat, though. It's very funny to watch.
Karevo makes it seem effortless. Mm. I am here stressing like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, go easy on me if there's any mistakes today.
Yeah, that's be all kind, I'm everyone.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
How are you feeling after the weekend?
Oh, great. Yeah. Pretty good weekend. Feeling relaxed, rejuvenated.
Well, that's good to hear.
She looks happy.
It was good to see that even though there were a couple of, I guess, poor results for Newcastle teams over the weekend, at least one of our teams got up.
Yes, exactly. So the Newcastle Jets women have clinched a 3-1 win over Western United in Melbourne.
Come on.
Yes, proud of our Jets women. So the three women scoring those goals was Libby Copus-Brown. We had Lauren Allen, and both of those girls scored within the first 21 minutes.
That's not too bad.
And then good old Serena Bolden in the 66th minute as well.
Go. Oh, see, the girls holding down the fort as they always do. We're much better than the boys, clearly.
I guess it was a big week off the field for the Jets as well. There was lots of controversy after last week. Do you think that kind of played any factor in the game?
Yes, definitely. So it's probably been on the minds of the girls all week in the lead up to the game, because after kickoff, Newcastle players all took a knee in protest of racism following what happened last week, obviously, with the alleged racial slur from a member of the public towards one of their players, and that's been taken to Football Australia, still under investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it gets, I guess, rubbed out from the game. I think we spoke about it last week, but spectators like that, because you can't call them fans, they're not fans, should be banned. Banned for life. In better news, though, I'm looking at the table now for the A-League women's, and it is so tight. We are now, like, maybe two games out of finals, really. Like, mm-hmm. it is so, so close. Mm. There's probably 7 points that separate seventh and third. So mm-hmm. everything to play for as we move into the later stretch of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to catch up with those games as well. Moving along, though, a new report has come out saying that we need to eat more seafood. What's going on?
Yeah, so new reports come out. People in the Hunter aren't eating enough seafood. Right. So the figure has risen to 60% amongst Gen Zers who aren't eating seafood.
What? What's that? Who is not eating a good prawn and some calamari? I mean, seriously.
A lot of people are grossed out by it. Do you eat seafood, Jackie?
I do. I love a good, like, fish with lemon and garlic.
So you're not the problem.
No, I'm definitely not the problem.
Just not enough people munching on the fish tacos, I suppose, around Newcastle.
Yeah, some people are, like, literally afraid of, like, lobsters and prawns because they don't like those creepy little beady eyes and their heads. And
yes.
So have they told us why we need to be eating more seafood, or is it just, like, a balanced diet?
It's definitely just a core part of our diet, and it's recommended that we have two or more servings of fish per week. So I'm actually not keeping up with that. I didn't know that it was two or more servings of fish per week.
Two or more servings in this economy? Are you kidding? You can barely afford me goreng.
Does a can of tuna count? You know, those really cheap things from Carl's.
I'm going to count
I'd say so, yeah, surely.
90-cent cans, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll just keep eating tuna then, just to make everyone happy.
I think at the moment, everyday reward members at Woolies get, like, two for one or something.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, then you can keep up with your recommended fish intake.
There you go. God. Well, I guess the big news story from today... Keep eating your fish. Thanks for that, Jackie, of course.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I want to take us to New Orleans, what I'm calling
New
it.
New Orleans.
Localised, of course.
Yeah, righto, okay.
Because there's an ageing building there which has led to some issues, right? Mm. So police headquarters, HQ, sorry, which has been home to officers in blue since 1968.
That's impressive.
Yeah, been a long time. Is in serious need of a renovation by the sounds of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the building, by all accounts, has been taken over by roaches and mould. Real kind of, yeah, I know. I'm sorry if you are having your breakfast this morning. It's not a very pleasant story to hear. Anyway, the commissioner, well, the superintendent there, Anne Kirkpatrick, has said the uncleanliness is off the charts, adding that it's no fault of the department's janitorial staff. They deserve an award for trying to clean what is uncleanable.
That sounds like a health risk.
Well, she's basically said you can't polish a turd. The building is that bad, that's fallen over, you know, in that bad of a need of renovation that it's unsavable.
Wow.
But beyond the roaches and the mould, they also have a massive rat problem. Rats are at large and are getting into confidential evidence, right?
They're destroying evidence.
Well, more than destroying evidence. Like I said before, the superintendent there is Anne Kirkpatrick, and she has said to, I guess, the media, the rats are eating all our marijuana. They're all high. So they've been sneaking into, I guess, like the... Normally, I guess, when you watch the movies, and this is all I've got to base this off, been in an actual police station, but they've got all the under vaults and all, you know, key codes, and you got to scan your eyeball and all that stuff. Is all the, you know, I guess the contraband that they keep, weapons and drugs and all that kind
of
stuff.
I'm sure it's not as high-tech as the Pentagon.
Well, I don't know. Like I say, all I can base it on is the movies that I've seen. But the rats are getting in there because the building's basically falling over. It's crumbling.
Yeah.
And they're getting themselves high. Now, they actually are. I want to elaborate on this.
Okay.
Because Ron Harrison, who's a global technical director for a local pest control company, has said, from understanding the biology of the rat and how it's somewhat similar to us, I would think based on the amount or concentration they take in, it would be similar to what humans experience.
Okay, this is going to be my next question, is what does a high rat look like?
I'm not sure. Do you reckon, like, if you flash, like, you know, because they're always scurrying in the dark.
Yeah, like, really, really quickly.
Flash a, you know, a torch on them.
Yeah.
Pupils massive, do you think?
Yeah, like, I reckon they're, like,
stoned.
Yeah, or just really slowly just kind of laying on their backs, like, I'm not doing anything, bruh. Like, they're just in fact, they've got, like, a hand, like a little claw full of, like, little cheese or the crumb they found on the ground is slowly eating it. It's like,
well, you're right. Maybe this is a tactic from like the local pest control,
yeah,
make them easier to catch. Maybe they will be. Like the rats will be so chilled out.
Yeah.
They'll be able to come along and just basically pick them up by hand.
It's not a bad theory, you know.
Yeah, either way, though, I think it sounds like the old police HQ in New Orleans. They need a renovation.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
The latest kind of event that happened to me over the weekend, it wasn't, you know, going to Civic Theatre, it wasn't doing our team dinner thing or having a party or whatever. It was coming home to Mum on Saturday afternoon limping. I'm like, Mum, what's wrong? What's wrong? She goes, I've done my knee. I'm like, why? Where have you been? She goes, oh, we went to a 30th and a 60th birthday party at the Merriweather Surf House. I'm like, oh, yes, how was it? She goes, well, I nut bushed a little bit too hard.
No.
Mum is a sucker for the nut bush. So she got out on the dance floor, went too hard too quick. Stuffed her knee.
The nut bush is the number one arch enemy of mums in Newcastle and Australia alike.
It really is.
They just, because you know what? I think it's the ferocity of which they throw those little sideways kicks out when you're doing the nut bush.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you're in danger of hyperextending your knee a little bit, causing some injury.
Mm.
Did she overall have a good time though? Was it worth it?
It was definitely worth it. But I'm thinking, Mum, you got to ease up on those Moscatos and things. I think you're getting a little bit too loosey-goose for your own liking.
You know what? You're only as young as you feel. All power to her. Yeah. You know what? I'm jealous because it sounded like, I mean, Saturday would have been an absolute beautiful day.
Oh, it was.
Down at Merriweather Surf House.
Yes, it definitely was.
Bit ooh la la. $55 one cocktail, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. No.
Bit pricey. For this morning, anyway, we're not sure what's going on, but you and I are holding down the fort. Crevo's a little bit unwell.
Yeah.
So you and I are in charge. And it's a right shame because I feel like Crevo is the only person in the world who maybe loves alien stories more than me.
Yeah, he certainly does. He loves it.
In his honour, I thought we'd better play the X-File themes. Because there's a bit of contradiction coming out of NASA at the moment, right?
Oh, no.
So for years and years, decades on decades, essentially, NASA's done a bit of a, ooh, there's no such thing as aliens, you know? Oh, that UFO, it's just a reflection off a satellite. Or I don't know. They always come up with some bogus explanation for the wild that we see, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yet, while they are coming out and saying all this, you know, no such thing as aliens, they've planned a mission to Jupiter's moon Europa later this year. And on the space shuttle, they've left a message in a bottle for aliens. Now, I say message in a bottle. It's more like, it's not a literal message in a bottle. More like a figurative message in a bottle.
Okay.
So they're sending a spacecraft with a double-sided commemorative plate. Obviously, this is intended for the aliens to see. So on one side, they have this, like, artsy poem. I don't know. I guess they're trying to make aliens think we're cultured or something. I don't know.
We've got education.
Yeah,
down
I don't
on
know.
Earth,
so
yeah.
That's called, this poem's called The Drake Equation.
You're joking.
It's called, it's by Richard Kenny. Anyway, it's some, I don't know. I tried to read it. It was a snore fest. No good rating it on air.
Oh, and you said Drake Equation. I was like, did Drake actually write a rap for the aliens?
Would
like,
have been better
sick.
If they sent One Dance or something like that. This poem, so boring. Anyway, that's not the side that's excited me. The side that has is on the flip, they've got, it's like, it looks so weird. It looks like it's in some form of what are the Egyptian writing called?
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, that word. I can't say it. Or, you know, some like weird, like ancient language or something like that. What it is, though, is waveforms for the word water in 103 different languages and a symbol representing water in American Sign Language.
So what message are they trying to get across? Like, we need water or do you have water?
I guess they're trying to ask, is water there?
Right.
Or, you know, because obviously for a while now we've been looking for another planet that could sustain life.
Yeah. That's why we have that whole, we got to go and see if we can set up a camp on Mars and, like, who's going to go first? Yeah.
And they find some, like, something that looks remotely like a frozen lake on some, like, asteroid. And they're, oh, my God, this is it. This is the one.
We need a new planet, quick.
Anyway, obviously they think one of Jupiter's moons, Europa, like I said, could be the answer.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they've sent out this message in a bottle, I suppose, for aliens out there to see if there's any form of water.
See, that astounds me, like, as if you would do that, considering that NASA was like, oh, nah, everybody stop panicking. There is no other life form out there.
That's what I mean, the contradiction. It's a conspiracy theory. I think it's so naive of them as well to just think that the aliens would understand any of, like, Earth's languages.
Yeah, look, I mean, if aliens existed, we'd have things like Transformers or something from, like, Marvel, okay? They'd already invade us already.
Well, I could only be so hopeful for something like that on my Monday morning.
New FM. De Novo's.
A little bit of good news, a bit of fun around Newcastle at the moment. We've got the Newcastle Fringe Festival that just kicked off about 4 days ago.
Yeah, that's right. It kind of, like, I thought it started over the weekend, but was it late last week, was it?
The 14th it was.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's running until the 24th, so plenty of time to get some action in. Mm-hmm. So basically, it happens every year. It's been happening since 2016. So hundreds of performers over the course of 2 weeks, like I said. It involves heaps of little things to attend, like comedy, theatre, children's theatre even, a bit of music and some cabaret for those who want a little bit of, I don't know, funk in their life.
It's such an eclectic, you know, group of performances.
It is.
We're an eclectic town of Newcastle.
It is. We've got a very interesting culture here, I have to say. But, like, the thing that's really sparked an interest for me is the fact that it is so affordable to go to, like, any of these performance arts.
Right,
like,
okay.
So, like, I'm looking at kind of like this little wrap-up that Newcastle Fringe did a little while ago. You can go to shows for like $5.
Can you really?
Yeah, so between the range of like $5 and $30, it's just,
In this
so
economy as well, a lot of people, I guess, sacrifice stuff to make ends meet.
Yeah, they do.
And one of the first things that normally goes is nights out. People are like, oh, we can't afford it anymore.
Mm.
If you can go for the cheap like that, maybe you can bring that spark back to your life a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's not always, like, for example, we've had so many concerts here in Newcastle really recently, and hundreds of dollars a ticket.
That's it. I mean, not for everyone.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go, for example. So, you know, $15 shows for family fun and for kids. You know, you've got, like, the Agazimbo, whatever it's called, traditional dance. You've got ventriloquists and things. For $5, though, you've got, like, the Jane Austen Society, so those who, I guess, like a little bit of old-timey writing. I know you would hate it, Stephen, but I would like it. You know, you've got a free show for the Fringe Curious. You got, you know, Fringe at Park After Dark featuring the River of Fire. So you've got, like, lots of things for music lovers, performers, all that type of jazz.
There you go. Mm. All exciting. Mm. I guess, yeah, like you said, it's running through right till this weekend. Did you say the 24th?
Yeah, the 24th it wraps up.
So what date's that? Friday or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Nah, Sunday. You got the whole weekend.
Right through, yeah.
There you go.
Better.
Oh, well, treat yourself.
Yeah, I know what I'll be doing this week.
In this economy, if you can get yourself some cheap tickets, absolutely take them.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So, on Friday, Ari, as a team, we went and watched Rent the Musical.
Oh, yes, so good.
Now, I want to give my review of the Civic Theatre a bit later in the show.
Oh.
But for now, because it's my first time I've ever been.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, I've been in Newcastle for a while now. I've never, you know, graced the Civic Theatre.
What a treat.
But what worried me Friday after the show was I thought I'd lost my car. So, just off King Street, parking always a nightmare Friday night in town.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I ended up going to one of those, it wasn't actually a Wilson parking, but a Wilson style, like, big parking, multi-story kind of complex.
Yeah.
So I went to one just off King Street.
Yep.
Anyway, I pulled in there, and I've read, you know, as I'm driving in up the top, 24/7. I was like, beauty, how good's this?
Yeah.
Parked in there, no dramas, grabbed my little novelty ticket thing that you got to pay with after.
Lovely.
Anyway, when we're walking back after the show, all the garage doors are down. I think this is trouble.
Oh, my God. Did you get your car out?
We did get our car out. So they had this after hours. You got to plug in your license plate and then the door opens and you can go in.
Fancy.
But what they had was this, like, old, old keypad. A lot of the letters and numbers not working. So, like, for example, H on the keyboard not working. My license plate has a H in it. So we had to wait for someone else to come who had a license plate with all letters and numbers on the keypad that were working
to get us
into this, like, King Street garage type situation.
So you were stuck there until...
Yeah, until we were saved by another person also parked in that garage. But I was like, we're going to have to get an Uber home here or something. We're going to have to come back and get it the next day.
That's ridiculous.
And, of course, overnight parking cost you an absolute fortune.
Arm and a leg.
Anyway, lucky we escaped. And lucky we got home safe and sound.
You'd have to do like a Mission Impossible heist to try and get out of some of these car parks. It's not good, is it?
I'm telling you though, parkers beware. If you've got an event in town, rock up. I'd say maybe 2 to 1.5 hours early just to be safe so you can get parking. Dobbing yourself or, you know, a family member, a friend, someone in your life who's got something they can't cook. A bit of a cooking blind spot.
Here we go.
So what kicked off this story is that obviously I've moved in with my partner Siobhan and her auntie and uncle as well.
Yep.
And while we've been living together, I've learnt that they cook rice in a particularly odd way.
How, though? You just boil it, right?
Well, they claim I cook rice wrong. I claim they've cooked it wrong.
So anyway, what do you do?
Well, basically, I cook it the normal way.
Yeah. Like
2 cups of rice, 3 cups of water, leave it in the saucepan for 15 minutes, lid on, and then fluff it at the end. Pretty, like, regular.
Yeah.
They cook it like pasta, though.
Okay.
So they put, like, 2 cups of rice in and then fill the saucepan with, like, boiling water, and then, like, stir for the duration of the 15 minutes, and then, like, rinse it out after and let it drain, and I don't know. It's a whole, you know, it's a big kind of ordeal.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, what can't you cook? What is your cooking blind spot? Because while theirs tastes pretty good, their rice, it's still very edible.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of instances in the past where people have tried to cook things and absolutely butchered it. I mean, the famous one for one of my mates is he cannot cook, like, kebabs, like chicken skewers.
Oh, yeah. You slip them.
Without it sticking to the barbecue like you wouldn't believe. Oh. Without, you know, sometimes it does. That, like, marinade gets stuck to your fry pan or to, like, barbecue hot plate.
You rip half the sauce off of it,
And then, honestly, it's an ordeal to clean it after. You cannot cook kebabs.
No, well, you don't want to come to my place during breakfast time. That is a shocker. So, for me, like, I'll dob myself in here, okay? Mm-hmm. I cannot for the life of me cook eggs.
Really?
Any type of eggs,
that is not a blind spot.
Yes, because, like, you know when you do, like, a scrambled egg, right? You whip it up and then you throw it in the pan.
That's it. That's the 2 steps. Where are you going wrong?
I burn it. Everything, it's like black. It's brown. It's horrible. So I would have to get my mum to do it. I'm 26 years old and I still can't cook eggs. Although my dad is 67. He can't cook toast.
Well, that's another great example.
Sometimes in life, you
can only learn what you've learnt, I suppose. You can only know what you've learnt.
Mm.
And sometimes you do have these blind spots in your life where just a bit of knowledge is, for whatever reason, missing.
Mm-hmm.
The one for me is I cannot cook couscous. I know it's so easy. Couscous in a bowl, it's boiling water, put a plate on top, leave it. I know that's all the steps. And in my mind, I understand that's all you've got to do. Always bottle it. Always mess it up. Always tastes awful. Producer Scott Chippy Frappell, is there anything in your life which is a bit of a blind spot?
Let's just take a chicken in general, be it the front end or the back end of the chicken, whether it's eggs. Scrambled eggs always have the shards of the egg left in them, and I always leave the pan too hot so it gets like that crispiness that you don't want with fluffy scrambled eggs. Or when it comes to like cooking chicken thighs or chicken breast, I am petrified of salmonella, so it is always char-grilled chicken, whether I mean to or not.
I reckon that would be a pretty common one as well. All right, so we're staying away from chicken as the new FM team.
Well, apparently.
But this is your chance to dob in someone in your life. 4967-4105. Like we said, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. And you can call us on that number. You can also get involved with the socials at the Novos _ on Instagram or the new FM Facebook page.
Yeah.
Gabby's messaged in and told us that her partner cannot cook baked beans. has burnt baked beans.
Hang on, don't you just heat that up in the microwave?
Well, there's so much sauce there. How have you burnt? There's so much liquid. Oh. I don't know how you've burnt it. Anyway, apparently he's been barred from cooking since.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's done that on purpose. Yeah,
that old chestnut. He's accidentally burnt the baked beans, has he? Well, this is your chance, of course, to get involved. 4967-4105, $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
Yes.
We'll go to Rutherford first. Morning, Trish. What's your cooking blind spot?
I cannot cook scones. I've never been able to do it. I've gone and had cooking lessons. I thought, yeah, I'll be fine. Got home, nah, they taste it like crap. So, yeah.
Right, okay. So where do you go wrong? Is it a textural thing or do you overcook it? Like, what's the situation?
They just don't taste good when you're eating them. Even though you put jam cream on them, they still don't taste good.
Well, I was going to say, that was my suggestion. How much cream are you putting on? You can always put more cream on
it.
Put
half in the jar.
Sometimes I just put a bit of butter on them and all that, but yeah, no, I just can't do scones. Never have been able to do them.
There you go. Unsavable from Trish.
That's un-Australian.
Scones, no good. We'll stay in Rutherford. We'll go to Cheryl next. Good morning, Cheryl. What's your cooking blind spot?
For the life of me, I can't cook a banana cake. Everyone says, oh, this one's easy, oh, this is no fail, but no way in the world do any of mine work out.
Are you putting the wrong bananas in or something, Cheryl?
I think.
So you know banana is the long yellow fruit, right? Are you across
that? I've got that right.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've got at least that step right, but sounds like the rest of the cooking, a bit of a disaster. Well, there you go. Newcastle in all kinds of dramas. It sounds like, as a region, we should just be eating out a little bit more, I think.
1, 2, 3.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, guys, this is Three of a Kind. Such a super simple game for your wonderful Monday morning. So basically how it works, we give you three things. You've got to guess the running theme between them.
4967-4105, up for grabs. We've got two gold reserve tickets in the Andrew stands for the Knights versus Melbourne Storm this Sunday. You're just going to beat another Novocastrian. So we meet the two people, I guess, vying for this prize.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll head first to Aberglasson. Morning, Trent. How's things?
Morning, Novos. How are you?
Oh, so wonderful.
Mate, I am chipper hearing you. Have you had a great weekend or what's going on? You're in a great mood.
Oh, mate, I'm great. I've got 7 days of work left and then changing jobs, mate.
Oh, that's exciting.
Is it a good change, an exciting change?
Moving forward, mate. More money, mate. Money talks.
Good on you.
Money absolutely does talk, and hey, hopefully we can win you some free nightsticks to celebrate this weekend. That'd be pretty handy, I think.
It would.
All right, excellent. Well, who are we going to have to battle Trent in Aberglasson?
All right, let's head over to Maitland. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. You going pretty good yourself?
Yeah, great. God, everybody's in such a good mood today. I'm loving this.
You a big Knights fan, Tom?
Yeah, I went along to round one, unreal crowd for a Thursday night, so surely Sunday evening's going to be even bigger.
Well, that's it. We own that slot, and fingers crossed we can get you there. Now, of course, before we do get into the game, we've got to do a bit of housekeeping.
Yep.
Both of you got to remember that your name is your buzzer. So, Trent, can you test your buzzer for us first?
Trent.
Lovely. Tom, you're next.
Tom.
All right.
Nice and clear.
Buzz is all working. The technology, the tech guy's been working hard on the weekend. It all seems to be working. Now, you got to remember, first of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants. Take it away, Ari.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. Your first one is barbecue, tomato and mustard.
Tom
was quickest there.
Let's go for sauce.
Beautiful. Yep, that's correct.
One on the board. All right.
Super easy.
Trent, you need this to stay in the game. Tom, this is for all the chockies.
All right, here we go. A budgie, owl, and cockatoo.
Tom, Trent.
Oh, Tom was rapid there.
Yep.
Oh, I've got to thank my kids for this one. They're big fans of birds.
That is correct.
Well done, mate. That means
awesome.
You've got yourself the tickets. Well done. Off to the Knights on the weekend, mate. And like you said, the crowd was unreal for a Thursday. Fingers crossed we can get heaps of Novocastrians there for, I guess, the Sunday evening fixture.
Unreal. Thank you so much, and all the best, Trent, with your new job.
Yeah, well, Trent's chucked the sads there. You can hear he's hung up on us. He's not very happy. Oh, we're only local winners.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos. The three of us, though, the four of us, actually, including Chippy, our producer, over the weekend, or Friday night, went to Rent the Musical at the Civic Theatre.
Got all dressed up, had a few cheeky little shampoos.
Yeah, a bit la-di-da.
Yeah.
Because it was my first time I've ever been to the Civic.
That's right, yeah. So, how long have you been living here now? Like a year and a half or something?
Yeah, approaching 2 years.
And still haven't been. That just baffles me.
Well, so you know what? Like, I actually have been into part of the Civic before.
Okay.
I've purchased many a beer at the Civic Bar there.
Okay.
Because I remember during the Tillys run in the World Cup last year, all of them were showed to the public, the games, of course, at Wheeler Place.
Yes.
They had the big screen there, which is obviously backs into the Civic.
Yep.
So I used the Civic Bar to, I just make sure I was hydrated during the Tillys games. You've got to put your health first.
Oh, of course.
But it was the first time I've ever watched a show at the Civic.
Mm-hmm.
It's flash inside, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. The architecture is gorgeous. It hasn't changed at all either. So they've kept to the structural integrity, I want to say.
I felt like I was probably required to put towels down on the armrest. So what? I didn't, like, sweat on them and stuff, you know? You know where the place is that kind of fancy?
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, probably the first time in a long time I've been to a musical. Probably the first time since a kid.
Right.
And for me, I can't keep up with it. Oh, my brain's too slow.
Wait, how do you mean? So you couldn't keep up with the show, what, like, the story was?
Yeah, well, because I'm not used to, I suppose, in my everyday life, stories progressing and being told through the form of song.
And dance.
So that's a new element, which I'm trying to learn on the fly.
Right, yeah.
And then my brain's trying to figure out that, as well as the lyrics, and piece the songs together. Like, they're one continuous story. Obviously, the performers there were incredibly talented.
Oh, yeah.
They were, yeah, all of them could sing. And sometimes when you do go to the musical, there's one of them where you're like, oh, you can act a bit better than you can sing, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all of them...
Everyone was strong.
Oh, great singers.
Yeah.
I just was curious, as someone who's a bit more cultured than I, is how I'm going to frame it. What were your thoughts on the musical?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. See, I'd never seen Rent before, but I'm a bit of a musical, like, fiend. So I was just absolutely in my element on Friday night. But I tell you what, though, like you said, like, the singing was on point, acting was spectacular. It is a very full-on show compared to other things like, you know, Mamma Mia and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't a delicate story, so you had to have a little bit of a tough soul, I want to say, to see this one. But fantastic. What interested me, though, is when we're all chatting, though, after the show on Friday night, none of you boys got it. Like, you're all just like, Ari, I don't get it. Like, what is this?
I think it is made for an audience more cultured than I, takeaway. But you know what? The Civic gets my tick of approval. Hmm.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, my lovely Macca's fans, do not fret, because you can now get Macca's once again after that massive IT outage on the weekend.
Right, so I saw all the memes on my social media, but I don't actually understand what's happened.
So basically, it was just like, it was a global IT outage. So basically...
Global?
Global, yeah. So in the US, UK, Australia, all the works, even like Cameron Park, like it was insane.
Even Cameron Park?
Yeah, so you couldn't pay using your card. I think a lot of their ordering systems and stuff was offline, so it like threw things into chaos for like 10-12 hours. It was
insane. It that long?
Yeah. I think I don't know if all of them were like discluding cash as well. I think that some places were able to take cash and like order some little bits and bobs, but
who carries cash anymore?
No, well, not many. That's it. So, like, it was not good time on Friday night or Saturday night, whenever it was, yeah.
I would be interested to see, and I'm sure the kind of figures will come out as this kind of story progresses, but I'd love to see how much estimated they lost in 10 hours globally. Because a place like Macca's,
billions?
That's it. It'd be mind-boggling money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and considering Macca's is not cheap anymore.
So they're back, though, are they?
They're back.
Happy days.
Yeah, so I was sitting there on, like, yesterday morning going, oh, I'm a little tiny bit hungover. I think I need, like, a cheeky burger to kind of sop it all up. But, so we're all good now. We're friends again.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Scientists have come out with a new way to save the environment. You know they always are. They're always claiming they've found something that's going to help save the world or, you know, horticulture stuff. Anyway, but again, this is about what we eat, okay? And it's of the slithering variety, okay?
Right.
So experts from Macquarie University down in Sydney, they claim that eating, get this, snakes is better for the environment than eating either beef, chicken, and even fish.
Like when- that's what I think.
Your face, though, is hilarious. Oh, God. I really don't think the Irwins or any, like, reptile enthusiasts are going to be around this, but here it goes. So researchers claim that pythons, for example, don't need to eat as much because they don't expend the same amount of energy as what,
well, they,
you know,
just lie on
do.
Rocks and that and gain heat, don't they? They're
well,
so
yeah.
lazy.
Apparently they can go, like, 4.5 months without eating.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that before this morning. But, you know, in comparison, like, the likes of chicken and beef are farmed intensively, is what they've quoted here, and require vast amounts of land and feeding, which causes a strain on natural resources. So, technically, it's better for the environment if we eat reptiles.
Right. And I guess, like, some of those snakes, I mean, you see them, like, you know, TikToks of them, or sometimes maybe if you go to the zoo or something, you see some of those pythons from the Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're like 5-6 meters long. They grow massive.
Mm.
So I guess there'd be a fair bit of meat on them. It's fairly active muscle as well. Maybe it tastes all right. I don't know. Have you ever had a snake?
No, but apparently it tastes like tough chicken or something like that.
Oh, you know what? They say everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, they do.
Whenever they don't know what something tastes like, they always go, "It tastes like chicken." Yeah. And it never tastes like chicken.
But the thing also about this article that I really loved is the fact that one of the researchers who's quoted in this, he's trying to, like, give you tips about how you can eat snake and all that type of jazz. So he's like, "Look, I've had it before. I've had it barbecued. I've had them as satay skewers in curries, and I've put it on my pizza." You can get, oh my God, that's insane.
That's still my answer. I think that is disgusting.
I'll try it.
You
can put anything on a pizza.
Can you imagine having to try and, like, debone it as well? It'd be all like...
Does it have bones?
Yeah, it's got vertebrae, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It's all just one big backbone. Oh, I don't know. Honestly, it sounds like we need to go back to school. And it sounds like we maybe need to try this snake pizza.
New FM.
De Novo's.
I've had a bit of an idea over the weekend of a new game we can play as a team.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, Crevo's not here for the inaugural kind of performance of this game.
Valet.
But I want you to play Ari.
Okay.
And I also want to bring in, if he's available, not too busy, our producer, Scott Chippy Frappell.
We're here.
Lovely. So, what I've got is a game which I'm coining, Newey Back in Time.
Ooh.
So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you guys like 30 seconds of audio.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are like Newcastle-specific grabs. Others are kind of broader of events that are happening in the whole world. They're all from 1 year, though.
So wait, the same year?
The same year.
Okay.
So what you have to do is try and guess the year of which all these kind of grabs come from.
Can I have a quick hint? As in, like, is this like a certain decade? Can we say the decade? Or does it have to be like, 1943 on the same date?
What I'll do is, no, you've got to guess the year.
Damn it.
You can't just guess a decade.
Oh, okay.
But I will give you some hints as we go along.
Okay, no, that's fine.
We'll start with, we'll just play the audio to begin with, and we'll see what your guys' initial thoughts are. Here we go.
It's the first anniversary of New Gas in Maitland, and the new Maitland showroom is now open.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Get your money minder money box at the Newcastle Permanent. It's magic.
I'm here to present the Best Picture Award, and the winner for this is Amadeus.
That's all you get to start with.
That's, Chippy, I'm so confused. Are you confused?
Well, it was the year that Reagan became president. When was that?
I don't know. I don't do politics.
I don't know, back to George W.
Okay, I feel like that might have been from the 70s.
Well, here's your first hint, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now, I can tell you that this is from the 80s. It's a year in the 80s.
Oh.
Because the theme, that little jingle theme running through it, was from one of Aussie's most iconic songs. It's from the inaugural episode of Neighbours.
Yep.
Oh!
initial theme tune of Neighbours.
Dear Lord.
Started sometime in the 80s. I can also tell you, obviously you guys picked up Reagan there, was sworn in.
Yep.
John Howard was also named Leader of the Opposition before he became Prime Minister the year following.
Okay. Can I take the first stab at it?
Yeah, I'd love to get a guess.
All right. So I'm going to say 1987. Damn it!
Not correct. Chippy, do you have a guess to begin with?
Well,
I can tell you.
The John Howard bit threw me because he became PM in 96 because he was in for 11 years to get knocked out by Kevin Rudd in 07.
Oh, maybe I got my facts right wrong then.
Well, I'm going to go 88. I'll go 1988.
So I'll tell you, it's lower than both of you guys.
Oh, I was going to say 84.
I can also tell you that the Bulldogs beat the Dragons 7-6. In the NSWRL Grand Final.
7-6?
7-6, an absolute thriller.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty sad.
So it's lower than both yours. You guys want to have one more guess each, perhaps?
Yeah, 1984. Damn it!
So was it the year that Newcastle Permanent started? Was that what the ad was for? Oh.
No, it was for one of their little, like, campaigns at the time, though.
Oh, okay, 1982.
Okay, we were looking for
1985. You guys danced around it, you flirted around it. But you know what? Maybe we'll have to bring it back in the future, maybe next week or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some homework.
Fingers crossed, you guys can be a bit more successful.
Brush up on the history.
Well, maybe I need to brush up on mine as well. You reckon I got my facts wrong, Chippy?
Maybe.
We all got it wrong. We'll bring it back better, bigger and better next week, I suppose.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And in case you missed it, I don't know how you could if you were anywhere in Newcastle like Macquarie yesterday, right? Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, of course.
Get your green on. Yeah. It's so much fun. And this is important to me as well because I'm still half Irish. I'm like very European in my blood.
Right.
So this was a special day for us as well in my household. But the thing is, though, I went for a walk up near Harrigan's at Cameron Park there, my local.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, St. Paddy's Day went off at Harrigan's yesterday.
Of course it would have.
Yeah. Oh my God, every person that I saw in the car park, even looked on their stories on Facebook, green everywhere. Well, everyone getting into the spirit.
Is Harrigan's an Irish pub anyway? Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, of course then.
It doesn't matter because there were so many venues around Newcastle doing St. Patrick's Day and serving like special like Guinness pints and things like that. But yeah, it was the place to be yesterday. It was so loud.
Well, I did have... I played third grade footy one time.
Yeah.
With this bloke who was a quarter Irish.
Yeah.
So I had a Guinness yesterday, you know, to support him.
A quarter Irish. I'm supporting your lads. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, to be sure and all that kind of stuff. I was making sure I had all that gear ready to go yesterday.
Oh, very good.
As I, you know, yeah, had my Guinness, you know, and it was a punish. It was a real chore, but I had it to support my loved ones.
Well, you should have had some potatoes and beef pot pie or something like that to go with it.
Yeah, I should have done. An opportunity missed. Hey, always next St. Paddy's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to help us settle this debate. I guess Ari and I are having in studio right now.
Yeah, give it to him, Stephen. What is the debate?
People have coined me immature, you know. Mm-hmm. They've called me naive, foolish.
You get a lot of names.
But I think that we should be making it more socially acceptable for adults to use sippy cups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking like handle on each side, little like spout of which you can drink out of. I just think that the practical, I guess, benefits of having a sippy cup outweigh the negatives, which is, of course, socially being shunned. You're not allowed to, I guess, have that out and about in society. Not as an adult, anyway.
So if you're still a little bit confused about this description of a sippy cup, think about what a toddler or a baby has in their strollers that they kind of sip on throughout the shops.
And that's where my, I guess, problem with this comes.
Yeah.
Is you're right. In the past, it has been a very narrow-minded view on sippy cups. And they have been exclusively used by toddlers and babies. But I'm just thinking, why aren't we expanding this into, I guess all the rage at the moment is the keep cups. You got the Stanley Cups, you got Yetis, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I think we could do a keep cup type situation with sippy cups.
Right, but that's the thing, though. You got to make them for adults. This is what you want to do.
Yes, I want like a litre bottle, two handles, little like spout of for I can drink out of.
So it's all to make things easier, right? So like what, you can't have a normal drink bottle like the rest of us, so you're just not talented enough.
Well, I just think we live in an economy which is so time poor.
Yeah.
That if you can save a bit of time by sipping on the go. Well, Matt, how many times do you reckon you sip in your lifetime? It'd be like billions of sips, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
If you could save a second every time or 2 seconds every time, you don't have to stop and start again. You can just sip on the go while you're running, while you're out and about living your busy life. Of course, Nova Cashews work harder than anyone else. They're hustling and bustling.
Yeah.
I think you could turn that time into extra money, into extra productivity. I think the economy would benefit from this.
I don't think you can get away with this. And the looks that you would get in the middle of the street going, is that guy got like a toddler's sippy cup in his hand? That's strange. Yeah. You'd have to customize it.
That's what I mean, though. I just think at the moment people would look at you funny, but sometimes you have to be the change you want to see in the world. And I feel like if I'm the one to bravely step out into the unknown, into the abyss, and try and make this socially acceptable, I want to know if Nova Cashirians are following behind me or if I'm a man on an island.
Oh, okay, well, that's what we want to find out. So 4967-4105, are you team Stephen? Got to have the sippy cups, adult sippy cups, let's make it a thing. Or you team me, Ari, and say, nah, man, you are not a child. You can't have the sippy cups.
Like you said, 4967-4105 is the number to get involved with the show. And we've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs as well.
Yes.
Price of fuel at the moment, absolutely extortionate. You said you fueled up yesterday and almost cried.
Above $80. Like very far north of $80, I'm not about to disclose.
Yeah, if you want to win yourself some free fuel, a free tank, $100, 4967-4105. We'll head to see him first. Jasmine, what are your thoughts on adults using sippy cups?
I think it's perfectly fine. My auntie uses one every day.
Yeah.
Really?
And what, just a variety of beverages in there just while she's a busy lady on the go?
She's got one she uses for drinking, and she's got another one for her morning coffee.
Well, that's cool. Can I ask also, Jasmine, how big are these cups? Are they like the tiny ones that toddlers have, or are they just these massive ones you can get now?
The morning coffee one is just the toddler-sized one.
Okay.
The afternoon one, that's the bigger one.
Well, there you go. It sounds like there's one spare as well, so I might have to make my way to see him to see if I can nick one from Jasmine, or more importantly, Jasmine's auntie.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, now let's go to another caller, though, because I need someone on my side here. Bellbird, right. Lee, good morning. What are your thoughts on this debate?
No, I agree with the sippy cups.
Really?
Yes, come on.
Well, I agree with Jasmine. To some older people or people with injuries that can't lift a single-handled cup,
okay,
a double-handled cup is perfect.
Yeah, right. There you go. Why are you discriminating,
Gary? I'm not discriminating. I'm just making fun of you, Stephen. Okay, so that's two on your side.
Absolutely. Have we got time for one more?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right, we'll go to Cessnock next. Bit of knick-knock. Let's have a chat to Jennifer. What are your thoughts on the sippy cup, Jen?
I'm all for it, Stephen, the same reason. My dad had an accident and he can't hold a cup, so it's hard to get one for an adult.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm saying. We need to make these like a litre in size, you know, insulated, thermos, all that kind of stuff.
I feel like we've kind of missed the boat here a little bit because I didn't know this was a real thing that people do.
Yeah, how big is your old man's one, Jen, or the one he had?
And people look at him strange when we're down the shop, and it's not fair.
It is not fair at all. And you know what? Life is unfair. But what can, you know, even the playing field out a little bit
okay.
is if we slip you $100 worth of free fuel. How's that sound, Jen?
Awesome. That'll go great. Thank you. I can share it with my dad.
Yeah, absolutely you will. Congratulations. Of course, the station with only local winners. If you want to be one, make sure you stick around UFM at all times. Never listen to any other station.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And UFM is, of course, the station with only local winners.
Absolutely.
And a bit of an exciting, I guess, competition being launched today.
Oh, this is brand spanking new.
We're starting New FM's Trivia Temptation.
Oh, yes.
So, unfortunately, brand new toy. We don't get to play with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's being rolled out through your work day with Newcastle's Best Music Variety and, of course, 100% Live and Local Drive Home with Joel.
Yeah, so technically still all day.
So, basically, this is a way that you can use that, I guess, useless knowledge that's stored in your noggin to win yourself some cash moolah, right?
Oh, so good.
So three questions going to be asked.
Yep.
Each one worth $50. And of course, remember, this is tax-free. You got to keep that in the back pocket. Tax man doesn't have to know about it.
Yeah.
You get the first question right, you win $50.
Mm-hmm.
You then have to make a decision. Do you want to hold the $50 and run, or do you want to risk it to go to the $100, the next question?
My favourite saying in the world is, risk it to get the biscuit. So I'd stay in that competition.
Well, of course, these are decisions you have to make.
Yes.
The catch is, if you get a question wrong along the journey, you lose all the money.
Oh, so risky, isn't it?
It is so risky. I'm excited to see how it plays out.
I know.
Because the first person playing it is Scott the Chippy Propel, who's our producer and also your workday announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a trivia host on the side as well.
He's perfect for this job.
It is made for him. This competition is made for him. Like we said, if you want to win, be another, I guess, not local winner here on New FM,
mm-hmm.
Trivia Temptations is playing this morning, right throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you stay here. Don't go anywhere else. Like we said, only local winners here on New FM.
All right. Now, though, we do like a little bit of Royals chat in studio, don't we, Stephen?
I feel like there's two types of people in this world.
Yep.
There's those that love the Royals and there's those that love to hate the Royals. And you either fall into one of those two categories.
Yeah. Well, this next story, though, has to do with one Royal, I guess, not really in the palace at the moment. They've moved overseas to the US. I'm talking about the one and only Meghan Markle, or Megan, potato, potato, whatever you want to call her. The Duchess of Sussex herself. She's re-entered society, kind of flown under the radar a little bit, and also re-entered the world of business. So she's got a brand new kind of lifestyle business up and running here. So she's made a comeback to social media with her new product. She's teasing her new luxury lifestyle brand called American Riviera Orchard. That's just too many words.
It doesn't roll off the tongue that easy, does it?
It doesn't. It sounds like it's meant to be like some weird kind of wedding venue or something. It's not. But this little video that surfaced for her new brand, it's looking like it's a pivot to creating lifestyle content with her new Instagram page. So if you want to kind of live with the aesthetic of a bougie royal in America, the brand hopes to sell, allegedly, cookbooks, kitchenware, including la-di-da, silverware and kitchen linens, a variety of even jams and fruit preserves. What, like, why?
Bore me to tears.
I know.
Didn't she already have, like, a luxury brand previously?
Not really. It was something called the Tig or Teg or something like that, but it was just a blog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just promoting, you know, the way that whatever she wants to talk about, I suppose.
It's just so convenient, isn't it, that she decides to end her hiatus from social media when there's money involved and you can get yourself a bit of, you know, cash.
Well, how's this, though? So she closed her social media, all of it, like Instagram, whatever, 4 months before she married Prince Harry. So, yeah, I think that was all to kind of rein her in a little bit. I don't know. I don't know the whole backstory to that.
Yeah, you can't have her, like, sipping a margarita on her story, can you?
No.
Not
real-esque. No.
Yeah.
But now that they've kind of moved away from the family and got their own life in America, she's like, I'm going to just, bank this now. I'm going to come out with my own brand. She's got nothing else to do. She still claims that she's the Duchess of Sussex. She's not doing anything.
Well, I think they've been cut from the money, haven't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And it's like, we've got to find another way to
make it. Spotify don't want them anymore. Netflix don't want them anymore. They're losing like deals left, right, and center.
Yep.
This is probably like, they're just throwing rubbish at a wall and seeing what sticks and what can make them money.
Literally. I don't even know what Harry's doing, but looks like she's going to be making that money
family. I'll tell you now for free, I am not buying a cookbook from Meghan Markle. When was the last meal you reckon she cooked?
I don't know.
They'd have private chefs and stuff.
Oh, look, if she's releasing a cookbook and it has couscous, well, then you're screwed, my friend.
I can't cook that anyway.
New FM.
De Novos.
Ari, you and I done for the day.
I've finished finished work for the morning. How excellent is that?
I know. Well, we do have to plan tomorrow's show, and unfortunately, we have to do it without Crevo here.
He's the mastermind of this show. He's so creative.
I know. He's been away all morning. I can only apologise for that. You've had to deal with Ari and I to put up with the two of us. He's just got a bit of a flu, you know?
Yeah.
So he's just a little bit under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed he'll be feeling right as rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
My gut feeling is he probably could have pushed through if he wanted to.
Yeah, he could have.
But you and
I
have asked him to stay at home so we don't catch whatever he's got.
Yeah.
But he offered, you know? He was like, I could work it. We're like, don't worry about it.
We don't want your jobs.
That's it, exactly. So fingers crossed he'll be right as rain tomorrow. He'll be back to normal scheduling. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, it's an exciting day today, Ari.
Yeah.
Because we are launching New FM's Trivia Temptation.
Ooh, a bit of alliteration there. I like it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, someone creative has come up with that in the offices, not us. But basically what's going on here is you can win yourself some cash moolah. All you got to do is answer questions correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Answer one question right, you get $50.
Yes.
Then have to decide, do you want to, you know, run away like a coward and keep that 50? Or do you want to gamble it and try and win yourself 100? I mean, of course, the catch is if you get a question wrong along the way, you lose all the money.
Yeah. Oh, you got to risk it, though. You've got to gamble it, I reckon.
Would you be risky?
I definitely would. I want to get more money.
Well, this is going to start after your 105 minutes commercial free with Scott the Chippy Frappel, and he's a trivia host on the side as well. This game was designed for him, I think.
Yeah, he's probably the one who made it up.
Well, there you go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, like we said, New FM's Trivia Temptation launches today. We're done. Anything exciting on tomorrow? For the rest of the day, sorry, Ari?
I've got to go home. I've got to do some more grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the chef's board tonight, so it'll be cooking for me tonight.
There you go. I'm back at the gym, so also not exciting.
That would be funny to watch.
Make sure that you stick around. Like we said, only local winners. We'll be back tomorrow. Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.